Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
We continue with last Saturday evening's induction into the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame during the class of 2020 with MC Steve Cheeseman.
Our next inductee is golfer Adam Turner. Adam was part of a golf program, and when you look at Galesburg High School history, we've been obviously very, very good in boys basketball and girls basketball and baseball and some other sports, swimming. But the two sports are in both boys and girls were the most success in terms of state appearances, trophies, conference championships have been in girls golf and boys golf. And Adam, when you look back on all the great players that have played here in boys golf, is one of the best ones ever to play here. And you can look at his body of work and see that both in high school and in college and as a professional. So Adam in high school earned 3 varsity letters in golf. His 1994 team, which were, he was a senior that year, finished 2nd in the IHSA golf tournament and lost by 1 stroke. He tied for 3rd as an individual in the IHSA state golf tournament that year and had numerous times throughout his career where he was the medalist and tournament winner. He turned his high school golf career into a golf scholarship at the University of Iowa. He was a 4-year letter winner at Iowa, 2-time MVP, co-captain his last 2 years. He also was the Illinois Open champion in 1999. That is quite an accomplishment for a golfer. Played professionally on multiple mini tours in the United States, Europe, and Asia. Presently, he works at F&M Bank as an investment representative, married to his wife, Dina, and he has a family right here that lives in Galesburg. So please welcome our new Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame inductee, Adam Turner.
Don't have much to say. Just want to say thank you. Elmer kind of said, pretty much covered it for everybody, so I don't know that anybody else has to say anything, but thank you all.
Congratulations again, Adam. Our next inductee is 1971 GHS graduate Robbie Derry. Again, growing up, part of what I was able to do here and have the good fortune is play baseball here. So, obviously, you played baseball in the summertime for the most part here. We didn't have junior high baseball. You certainly played in Little League, Babe Ruth League, and then went on from there. So I saw Robbie here. My brother and I, we lived in Northland. We would ride our bikes over here when we were in junior high, early junior high school, to watch the high school play. And right off the bat, it's very, very evident about this guy, this lefty, who went to the mound and could get people out. He could get people out effectively, and he always did it with a lot of confidence. He did it without question swagger, and he was the leader of his team. And that says a lot when the leader of that team was Robbie, because they were really, really good. And he turned that into the summertime with what we used to call rock stars in the summer, and that was the Legion baseball program. He went out there, and he led them to the 1971, along with some other really fine players, the state championship with what may have been the best baseball team I've ever seen go through Galesburg. Some things about Robbie: earned varsity letters in basketball and baseball. Had a number of records at Galesburg High School. And the one that I think I was most impressed with, and I think Kyle Hunter got him later on, was his ERA at .67. That is unbelievable. He was he made the All-Illini and Western Big Six teams in his senior year. He was a All-Chicago Area and Downstate Sun-Times and Champaign News-Gazette All-Stater. He turned his baseball career into a scholarship at Southern Illinois University, graduated from there in 1975. Southern, back in the late 60s and early 70s, was a baseball power all over America. In fact, he played in the Division I 1974 College World Series, was an all-region player for that team as well. And then in 1975, his senior year, was an All-American. And again, he was an outstanding left-handed pitcher. He's employed by IBM. He also has great stories about being a former sports agent for a number of LPGA Tour players, and it's a pleasure to call him a friend, and he has had a tremendous athletic career. So without further ado, let's recognize our new Hall of Fame inductee, Robbie Derry.
Steve, thank you so very much. It was just like my parents wrote it, right? It's clearly an honor to be here. But after Steve's nice introduction, I wanted to make sure I balanced the books. So I brought my Dave Winfield baseball card in honor of my good friend Wayne Dennis. According to Wayne, I pitched one game of my life, and Dave Winfield hit a home run that perhaps is still going. Perhaps it's a meteor crater somewhere, or it could be a GPS, you know, homing device somewhere, but actually it did happen. But, you know, the cool thing about playing against guys like Dave Winfield, you got a chance to play against them. And so that was one of the great things about being here. Interesting for me is that, you said, it's such an honor to be here, and if you grew up here, as Steve and a lot of us did, you really appreciate, you know, the history of Galesburg Athletics. I know when I was a kid, guys like Mike Davis and Rick Callahan and Bob Darren, and I can name a bunch of others, obviously, Davey Lundstrom, you know, when I was 11, 12 years old, those were like the coolest guys going. And I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be cool to be one of those guys one day? And just because you just kind of idolize them and they're ever growing up and being great players. And now it's cool to have them as friends. And it's just as cool to be part of their club. And so we really appreciate that. But, again, a very special time for me. Galesburg High did a lot of great things for me and obviously gave me a chance to play at the next level. And we had a lot of fun there and a lot of success. And so I want to thank you all very much for being here. I certainly want to thank my good friend, the good friends of Thompson's and George Berglund, who, if anybody needs to know, Dale Kelly was in George Berglund class. So it's not to be confused otherwise. But anyway, and Wayne Dennis as well. So I want to thank you all for being here, and really a great honor to be here. I appreciate it so much. Thank you very much.
Our next inductee is Doug Hallberg. Doug was a graduate of 1963. He earned varsity letters in football, wrestling, and track. He was also the Budget Memorial Award winner. For those that don't know, that is voted on by the athletes at Galesburg High School as the most valuable athlete for that particular year. So quite an honor there. He made all-conference in both wrestling and football. He was a state qualifier in wrestling and also an all-state football player. Grew up in the early 60s, and when we get to this in our next next class induction, I know there's a lot of debate that could go on with this, but it looks to me like when you go back and look at the records and all the things that go into athletics, that the late 40s to the early 70s, would be the 50s and 60s, were really the golden era of athletics at Galesburg High School, where you had the most athletes, the most teams that just achieved at high, high levels. And Mr. Hallberg was right in the middle of that. He attended Bradley University, played football there, was a starter for all 4 years. He had a special invite to the Miami Dolphins summer training camp, and he's retired as a teacher and administrator at Rock Island High School. So again, let's congratulate Doug Hallberg, class of 1963, for his induction. Our next inductee is from the class of 1979, Scott Shaver. You know, we've had so many fine basketball players both on the guys and girls level here. And you look back that there's so many of them, it's hard to mention them all and not leave anybody out. Well, certainly Scott would be one of those in that class of great, great basketball players. And the thing, again, being, you know, a basketball coach and player, that I always thought that he did as good as anybody here. He could play both with his back to the basket. Modern-day players, that's where they get back to the basket along the free-throw lane. You don't see that much anymore. And then he could play facing the basket and create his own shot from the mid-range. So he could do both of those things, and that's something you don't see very often at all. He scored 44 points in his sophomore year. His teams won regionals and sectionals. His sophomore year, he led the team in rebounding and scoring. His junior and senior year, he received all-conference, all-area, and honorable mention all-state. And he had great games against quality opponents, so he certainly was a clutch player. He went on and attended Monmouth College, played basketball there, 1,000-point score, top 10 all-time in scoring and rebounding. And he's retired in Arizona as a very, very successful high school basketball coach and teacher with over 400 wins, a state championship, and he great stories about all the fine players, including some professional basketball players that he coached. Great guy, and let's welcome for induction to the GHS Class Hall of Fame, Scott Shaver.
This is awesome. So cool. So cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Our final individual inductee is Dick Lindstrom. I can't think of, and again, the tradition and history we have at Galesburg High School and in general, Galesburg sports throughout our entire community. This particular gentleman holds a unique spot in it. He's done so many things. And because of those things that he's done, which have been for so long in such important positions, I can't think of anybody that's contributed more to athletics in our town and in our high school than Dick Lindstrom. He graduated from Galesburg High School in 1962, played baseball and wrestled here. He has been an unbelievable supporter of our athletic programs here. As I said, he did this job. When you think of Thanksgiving, you think of the Hall of Fame ceremonies. When I think of the Hall of Fame ceremonies, I think of Dick Lindstrom. So he's done that just beautifully over all the years here. He also was a broadcaster for Silver Streak Sports. He and Rob Strack and others just did a great job. And again, they were must-listen-to radio when you couldn't be at a game. He is a tremendous storyteller, and he knows things that most of the rest of us, or he's forgotten more things than most all the rest of us have ever known. And the other thing that I think is worth mentioning here, he not only has been somebody that's been influential and important in our sports programs here, he's been influential and important for people in our town, and especially young people growing up. Lindstrom's TV and appliance for all of these years, and I want to say 100, right? I believe it is that, has provided a lot to our community. And for people of a certain age out there, and that would be their middle to late 50s and beyond, a record show on Sunday morning was something that everybody listened here to get the inside stuff about what were the best singles that were coming out and were around for the radio station at that time. We didn't have all this iPad and all that kind of stuff. You had to listen to the radio, and it was AM radio, and he was the one that provided that gateway to all of us. So he is still presently the owner of Lindstrom's TV and Appliance, and again, has done so much for our community. Married to his wife, Carol, 3 children, a number of grandchildren, just a great guy and a great community member. Let's honor and welcome our new inductee, Dick Lindstrom.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you to the committee. First, I'd like to congratulate all the inductees. To be with all the great inductees of years past, and especially 2 classes this year, truly special, a celebration of talent and achievement. I have thank yous. First of all, thank you to the committee, and particularly Ray Pickrell. Thank you, Raymond. By the way, Raymond's got a stopwatch back there, so if I'm too long, well, he'll get the hook out for me. This is truly a special honor, as the previous candidates have noted. I was so lucky to grow up in Galesburg with the sports tradition that we have here, the sports facilities, a great run of special athletes and coaches, which I'll mention shortly. If you're going to be a master of ceremonies for an athletic Hall of Fame, you might want to know a little bit about sports. Lots of sports at Galesburg. So I have thank yous for the following. It all started with me, with my parents, Dean and Ann, who encouraged my brother Bob and I to enjoy the game, whichever the sport. They took us to Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee, to see baseball greats like Ernie Banks and Stan Musial and Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, Warren Spahn. They took us to Peoria to see the Bradley Braves. And they drove us to ballparks all around the central Illinois area, Kewaunee, Peoria, Monmouth, Abingdon, hot summer days. They drove us to Moline and Rock Island and Champaign for basketball games. Thank you to Dean and Ann. And then the coaches that influenced me. Art Fish, his name is on the tennis courts. Art Rice, Jerry Kennedy, Mac and Dick McCone, Bucky Swice, of course, Bob and Bill Morgan. Just ask Bob about the 2-on-2 offense. Ari Wallace, and of course, John Thiel and Bob Frank. They taught me parts of baseball, basketball, wrestling, tennis, football knowledge that I still use today. And I can't forget Coach Milt Carlson and Coach Wally Keller and Coach Jerry Brownfield, who I worked with at Kewaunee Weathersfield, added even more knowledge thanks to the teachers and coach. And I mentioned the background of my family and the coaches and teachers because of the importance of parents and teachers and coaches in helping me be a better student of the game and a better master of ceremonies, which is why Steve Cheeseman will be a great MC because he has similar pedigree. We played baseball and basketball as kids in the backyard. Then we go to Steel Gym and watch Mike Owens and Russ Lind and Bill Granning, Bob Fay. And next year was A&E and Nochi. And then there was Jimmy and Odie and Bumpy. Just a few examples of lots of great athletes that are Hall of Fame talent. And I was lucky enough to have the honor to introduce subsequent Silver Streak stars that followed the first 10 years of honorees that I didn't MC. Stars of multiple sports, boys and girls, boys and girls teams. Thank you to the great athletes for being great. And I can't forget the people that helped me collect and assemble the information highlighting the accomplishments of our Hall of Famers. I'm speaking of Hall of Fame coaches Brewington, Albright, Hickey, Cheeseman, Chapman, Sargent, Fisher, the Morgans, and historians and broadcasters like Tom Wilson and Rob Strack. I kept Rob Strack on the air for 15 years. Plus the parents and friends of our honorees. I couldn't have done it for 20 years without you. Thank you. And a special thank you to two Lindstrom's employees, Luann Johnson and Carolyn Olson, who took my chicken scratches and typed it into a script for our Hall of Fame evening. They typed, they retyped again just to get it right. As you can see, it didn't just roll off the computer. It took time to assemble all of this while trying to sell around Black Friday sales just before we had to come to the Hall of Fame ceremony. Thank you, Luann and Carolyn. And finally, thank you to wife Carol and our kids for allowing me to help call Streaks games and to gather the information and MC the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, thanks to my family. People ask, how did this Hall of Fame gig get started for you? Well, I was asked to be a part of the Hall of Fame selection committee. I don't remember who actually asked me, in the mid-1990s. But then they needed a presenter, an MC. Well, I had done radio for years, And most on the committee didn't want to have anything to do with emceeing this ceremony. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And it just grew from there. The Hall of Fame committee isn't easy. We get asked, why wasn't this athlete already in the Hall of Fame? Some have waited 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years to be a part of the Hall of Fame. And part of the reason for that is we have more sports, we have girls' sports, and we only have 7 slots. So there's a lot of really great stars. It took a little while to get here, but congratulations on being here. I was one of the ones that took those questions because I was out front. I was the guy in front of the microphone. How come this person wasn't in? I reminded him that I was one of 16 people in the committee. So we discussed other athletes, volleyball players, swimmers, golfers, tennis players. Then I was asked, talk about the memories of this event over the years. 3 presentations stand out. Number 1, friends of GHS Sports, Dick Berglund. In 2001, Dick had done so many things for GHS Sports personally, and he organized an even more, including he was the head of the Streaks 400 Club back in the day. When Dick's name was called, he walked the floor at Thiel Gym. He was so overcome with emotion, there was not a dry eye in the gym. It was so important, the award for Dick Berglund. Number 2, senior honoree Ira Robinson, 2007. Ira was unable to attend, but Ira was selected primarily because of a 1962 long jump, a record that, as far as I know, still stands. I believe it was 24-2. We've had state championship long jumpers that haven't jumped 24-2. To show Ira's jump, I stood at the west free throw line at Thiel Gym and walked to half court and said, "Here it is." I couldn't jump from the free throw line to the top of the circle. So tonight when you go to Thiel Gym, take a look at that. The free throw line to half court. The third remembrance, the final remembrance, was GHS football coach Chris Stiles, who came back to Galesburg for this event that honored the 1991 Streaks football team. Chris took the microphone. He talked about commitment, work ethic, dedication, effort, never give up. And after about 10, maybe 15 minutes, that team and many in the audience were ready to put on the pads and let's go play. That team induction was unbelievably powerful. Great inductees, great Hall of Fame inductees, with more to come. And what I did was just tell you, the audience, of great individuals, great coaches, great team achievements in a way that should honor those achievements and their talents. And I think we did. I think we do it well enough. We've had other school districts actually come and observe the way we do it here at Galesburg so that they might set up a similar celebration at their school district. Today I represent thousands of Galesburg student athletes that worked hard in practice. On the practice field, in the pool, on the court. They weren't quite good enough to be Silver Streak superstars are Hall of Famers, but they wanted to be around the game. They wanted to win as a silver streak. But whether a Hall of Famer or not, oh, the sports stories over the years. It was, and it is, always great to see silver streak individuals and teams have success. When it came to honor those individuals and teams, always like to relive some of those stories, as Steve has done. But I would always go to the coaches and family and friends to find a story to tell you, the audience, something that you didn't know about the inductees. But in the end, all our Silver Streak athletes, whether an All-Stater, All-Conference, or just the 15th member of the track team, or the basketball team, or the volleyball team, or the golf team, or the baseball team, we have one thing in common, something special, something very unusual, very special. We are all Silver Streaks, Galesburg Silver Streaks. Thank you. Let's go Streaks.
Okay, our last inductee tonight is a team. It's our 2009 boys track and field 4x800 meter relay. These gentlemen here, when you do a little research about them, and anybody knows with a track relay how important it is for teamwork, and that teamwork occurs from practice. And the practice that these guys did to perfect their craft, and they already had great ability to put that together, however, and allow them to become state champions is just unmatched, and it can't be put into words. The four members of that relay team were Greg Whittle, Will Ramos, Josh Thomas, and Luke Junk. They set a school record besides being the state champion. They set a school record of 7 minutes 51 seconds, and they were ranked 72nd nationally in the 4x800. They also helped in a big way to lead their team to a fourth-place finish in the state meet in 2009. I don't think any of them are here tonight, but we do have Coach Hillier, who was their coach, Craig Hillier. He's unable to be here. He is in a tough place to be right now, Disney World, I believe it is. So his son, Coach Hillier, is going to come up here and talk a little bit about this team. So let's again congratulate this 2009 boys state track and field 4x800 meter relay team. State champions.
I bet nobody expected me to come up here and do the speech tonight. My dad really wishes that all of you guys, that he could be here. He loves track. He's coached it. I've seen these guys run. But he wrote this speech. I did not write this speech. But here we go. When you look up relentless, it is defined as showing or promising no abatement of severity, intensity, strength, or pace. You might also see photos of Greg Whittle, Josh Thomas, Will Ramos, and Luke Junk. These young men established a culture of hard work and commitment that had far-reaching effects on GHS track and field. In fact, their breakthrough season established a tradition of 4x8 relay finalists that went beyond graduation. The Silver Streaks were represented at state again in 2010, 2011, and 2012, with two of those three teams being medalists and all three in the finals. This 4x8 team was the dominant throughout the 2009 season. It established several meet records with a combination of five members. The alternate for the relay was Daniel Dubit, was a 2-minute 800 runner. Greg Whittle was the spark for this relay. During his senior season, he was our starter and capable of handling the physicality and tight quarters. On a side note, Greg was in last place for most of the first lap, but was first by the end of it. Josh Thomas was a all-around great athlete who could run anything from 200 meters up to 800 meters. He was smooth as glass, but gritty when he needed to be. Will Ramos was was only a sophomore at the time and inexperienced, but ran like a savvy veteran. He let the competition do the work in the first lap and ran away from them in his second lap. Last but not least, Luke Junk. Luke is another athlete that had an amazing range and could run anything from 200 meters to 3 miles. Luke was just damn fast. And if you handed him a baton in first, nobody was going to catch him. And an amazing 1 minute and 56 second split. And in closing, many do not realize how good this group really was and walked the halls of GHS. How good this team ended up ranked 60th in the entire country in 2009. Congratulations to the guys on this amazing accomplishment.
Well done. Well done. Congratulations. Again, congratulations to all our new inductees. What a tremendous honor, a tremendous accomplishment. Your stories are rich and so successful. Let's give them one more round of applause, all of our inductees.